Yeah, my phone's
That's
a
so
Hugo.
cool.
I know, right?
So
It's exciting.
cool.
So you didn't,
Okay, Hevra, we have a very special, we have a very special guest today, Rav Baruch Simon from Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Elkano, who came all the way from Washington Heights to be with us in Brooklyn. He is a famous scholar and an old friend. We go back, what, 25 years? Yeah. The YU Library, that's where we met. We still do that. Yeah, they're good. Anyway, what's his name? Rabbi Yanisovsky was there? What's his name? The blind guy?
Winevsky.
Used to take care of him, yeah? Anyway, so we're going to have a shiur. We have, I hope you went through the Makoros. It's in the back, right? So without further ado, I call upon Rav Simon to give us some
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi Rabinowitz. Peshus Demora D'Asra of Pinson. Sorry, he's not here right now. Yeah, so Peshus Demora D'Asra of Pinson. I thank Jeremy for making it all happen. And all of you, it's always, I've seen it once before last year. It's always a pleasure to be here. So, Bez Hashem, we should have many opportunities to share Divrei Torah together. The topic I was told is Safa. Right, and that's a very interesting topic, and we're going to the lips, the Safas Hayam, the different Safa, and really there's a tremendous amount that one could talk about this topic. So I'd like to speak about it in Halacha and some Agada. I know the main thing should be halacha, Bez Hashem. There'll be some agada too, so we'll put it all together. And Bez Hashem, hopefully it'll be a meaningful learning. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Torah tells us, Vayomer Elokim yikavu hamayim mitachas hashamayim el makom echad v'seiroeh hayabosha vayichem. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, originally the water was on the land. It was Tovavo, there was water on the land. There wasn't two separate units, the Yabasha and the Aretz, and the Yabasha and the Yam. It was flooded, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he said, Yikavu HaMayim L'Makom Echad, all the Mayim should be segregated in one area, and then Memela, the Yabasha will be clear of water, and there'll be a safa. There'll be that border between the yam and the yabasha. There'll be two separate areas, the oceans and the land.
Water.
Yeah, and this idea is articulated in a pasuk in Tehillim here on page 3. Gvul samta Bal Yavorun, Bal Yishuvun Lechasos Ha'oretz. That Hashem made gvulos. He made borders at the time of creation. That the water should be in one area and the land should be in another area, and it should stay that way. And I'll just show you one thing at the end of the packet before we get into the halacha, and then we'll, from the Sefer Torah Sa'olam on the last page here, it's on my the last page in the, maybe I'll use your packets here, in the Torah Sa'olam, that's the Ramah's Sefer Torah Sa'olam here on page 28. So the Ramah gives us another reason for the minhag of Tashlich. You know, Tashlich, there are many reasons for Tashlich. We know the Satan by the Akedah put a body of water in front of Avraham to try to stop him from doing the Akedah. And that's brought down other reasons. But I was always fascinated by the Ramah in the Torah Sa'olah. on page 28. He says, Minik shall Yisrael Torahi, v'mashahochim alamayim, v'om tashlich v'mtsoz yom, yoski minamtsulus yom nikar inyan b'riyas ha'olam. Because if you want to say Rosh Hashanah is about Malchus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to control the world, he said, Ki mitzulas hayam hu atom, yamokom hayosha omok b'yam, hine lifi teva shal yusodos shamayim yichasu ha'aretz. In other words, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ul samto v'al yavor, yikavu ha'mayim, yamokom echad v'seiroa hayabosha, but what's to stop it from coming back on? What's to stop it from the water coming back onto the land and flooding it again? So that, says the Ramah, is a constant intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeping it. It's not like Yikov HaMayim HaMokom Echad V'Seyir HaYabosha one time, but it's a constant Chiddush HaOlam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not letting it come back again. So if you want to see that constant Chiddush HaOlam of the intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Malchus Shamayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keeping the world to be a viable place for human habitation, that's right by the Sfas Hayam. That's where, and therefore when we come on Rosh Hashanah to Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, so we go Dafka over there. It's the lower place. So the water really should go back on. Hashem was megala the world for tzorach b'nei Adam l'adarim einu ela below kavanas mechuvim who hashachidish ha'olam b'tzonu l'tachlis yishuv ha'aretz. Hashem keeps the world to have Yabasha in one place and the Mayim in another place. Hein anu holchim ala Mayim l'rosh asher sam chol gvul ha'yam. V'amar ad po tovo v'lo so sef. K'shanu holchim sham anu roim gevuroso shel yotze b'reishis. That's the place where we see the gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's holding back on a constant basis. He's holding back the Yam to go onto the Yabasha. And that's the place of Rosh Hashanah where we're being cognizant of the Malchus Shamayim. We go Dafka by the Sfas Hayam. That place where is the meeting up of the Yam and the Yabasha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that in Maaseh Bereishis when he said, Yikavu HaMayim HaMokom Echad V'Seyreh HaYabasha. But it's not a one-time thing. It's something that is constant, and that's the constant intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's since the Minhag Yisrael. And that's how the Ramah explains it. So I was also very excited, before we get to the Halacha, I was also very excited when I saw quoted in the Degel Machane Ephraim, in two places at least in the Sefer, on page 20 and page 21 here, where, maybe if we have more time, we'll discuss it more, but he says, Safa is the gematria of 385, which is the gematria of Shechina. When it says, Vayikar Safa Achas, Udvar Machadim, meaning originally, Klal Yisrael was one Safa, that there was one Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then unfortunately it became, and they had that Bavahiba Nosam became them, but then they veered from that Dveikus. But Safa is Shechina. So this works out very beautifully with the words of what? Of the Ramah. Because where do we see the Iker Ashras HaShechina? We might see the Iker Ashras HaShechina where? In the Mikdash, here and there, but in the Sas Hayah. And we're going to see later also that what? That even though there's no Nebuah in Chutz La'aretz, but Eitzel Hayam by Yechezkel, that's the Nebuah of Nahar Kavar, right? You stay up on the Sfas Hayam. So all these ideas of the Shechina is Dafka the Sfas Hayam. And according to Ramah, it's very good, because this is the equal place when we see the Shekhinah. We see the Shekhinah and Hashem is holding it back. He's not letting the water come up onto the earth. And we'll talk about that more later in the shir. But let's go now to the halacha. One part of the halacha that is a fascinating idea. Okay. So, and that is, take a look here for a second on the page 8. It's a map of the international datelines, and which is a fascinating topic in halacha. And let me explain to you. You know,
these Makoros are very valid. Yeah, very valid.
Yeah. So let me give you an example to clarify. Say, what time is it now? It is now 8:45 here in New York City. 8:45 in the, right? And in Eretz Yisrael, what time is it now? 3:45. 7 hours. So it's 3:45, and they're ahead of us. 3:45, going into what? Going into the morning, and they're 7 hours ahead of us. But the question is, how do we know that? Maybe we're ahead of them by how many hours? 17, right? Maybe we're 17 hours ahead of them. It's definitely 3:45. But who's to say who's ahead of who? Right there? Right, where?
They're ready.
No, but it didn't have to be there.
Right, we know that. Originally,
how do we know? In other words,
I had a question on that.
Right. In other words, it's definitely not 8:45. You know, time to get light. Yeah. So it didn't have to be that they're holding almost by Wednesday morning and we're Tuesday night. We could be Tuesday night and they could be what? Monday, 3:45 going into the day. Right? So, Chris, for example, when you have a round table, right? So who's at the front of the table? It's all relative, right? Anybody, theoretically, arbitrarily, we could say, oh, you're the head of the table. Right? The head could be anywhere. So we have to decide, I'll pee, first of all, in secular law, they have to know what's the first, because in one part of the world it's light, one part of the world is dark, but the darkness could be the darkness of the future, it could have been the darkness of the past. They could be 7 hours ahead of us, which we would assume they are, but theoretically they could be 17 hours behind us. And so the question is, so where do you know what is the what? The demarcation point to determine who's the first shia, where is the first shia of going into the next day? Where's the second, etc.? So, when it comes to this topic, there are two major opinions in poskim, but it all starts from the words of the Baal HaMor. And if we would do the Baal HaMor inside, it's in Rosh Hashanah, I could never leave here till, you know, so. But the Baal HaMor Shita is like this, that the cutoff point of where
the beginning of the circle begins, because again, there are 300, is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim.
So if you look at this picture here, and you see where it says Chazonish line, you see Yerushalayim line, and then it says what? Chazonish line. So that's 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. It really means the Baal HaMor, the Baal HaMor's line, or the Kuzari's line. So that means like this. Anyone to the left of this line, that's going to be the earlier Zman. If you're on the other side of the line, so then you're the later. You're going to be much later. Because as the earth is spinning, the first Shkia is going to be right over here by China. And then you go further, left, and then Yerushalayim won't be the first, but it'll be, of the 360 degrees, so Yerushalayim is going to be one of the first. It's going to be, in other words, 90 degrees later will be when Yerushalayim is starting its new day. But so that's the Chazanish, that's the idea. So we have also the civil line, right? The civil international date line. And the civil international date line is where the secular purposes is. So if you're on the left, that's going to be the earliest. So for us to have Shabbos on Saturday, we have to be on the same side of the line as the what? As the non-Jews, or the civil line. So anyone who's here on the other side of the line, by China, and etc., Asia, etc., all the Eretz Yisrael, all these places are all going to have going to be on the same side of the line. But say, for example, if you're in New Zealand, you're in so then you're going to be much later. Or so the way it looks here, Australia is on the other side, so they're going to be much later. So that's the cutoff point. If you're on the left side, then you're going to have Shabbos on Saturday. If you're on the right side, then you're going to have Shabbos when? On Sunday. Because you're not going to have Shabbos till almost 24 hours later. And that's going to be on Sunday. So that is the what we call the Chazanish line. Now, so it comes out. Now, why is it like this? And that's the Baal HaMor. Now, what's the reason to put it over there? So it's a whole sugya there, but the reason is, if you look in the pasuk here on page 4 in Yecheskel, it says, L'shlol shalol lavoz vaz, v'ashiv diotcha l'charovos, v'kinin yoshvei al tabor ha'aretz. Tabor ha'aretz, it's the belly button of the land. It's Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. It's the middle, the central. So therefore, the assumption was the main yishuv was in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. So 90 degrees to the east, 90 degrees to the west, and Eretz Yisrael is the center. But Eretz Yisrael is the center of the world. Yeah. Evan Shtia, Misham Hushtas Ha'olam. Yeah. But Rav Tukhachinsky, he was of the opinion, based on the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi, if you want to see for a second, Yerushalmi, he's here on page 5, says, Shalosh meyos v'shishim v'chamesh chalonos baruch kadosh baruch hu, sheishtamish b'hem ha'olam. So there are 360 degrees. In other words, the way the Balamor was working is we're not mischashev with the other 180 degrees, because there was no yishuv over there, Zman, the Bria, etc.
So we only deal with 180. You see, Yerushalmi takes into account the whole 360 degrees. So if you want Eretz Yisrael to be in the middle, and we're so from Yerushalmi that they're mischashev with the whole globe, so that you know where the dateline is? 180 degrees east of Yerushalayim. So therefore, Eretz Yisrael is in the middle. There's 180 this way, 180 that way, and then you have the whole 360. If the Balamor only dealt with the 180, because that was the Yishuv, where the Yishuv was. And the Eretz Yisrael is the middle, 90-90. But it wasn't mischashev with the whole 360. And that is the fundamental machlokes between the Baal HaMor, which the Chazon Ish partially adopted, let's see, and Rav Tukhachinsky.
Now, according to Rav Tukhachinsky, take a look where his line is. You see where his line is? So say, for example, you take his line, and then let's take example... here I've got Kuczynski line, you see? Right. So according to Rav Tukhachinsky, say you have Alaska, Hawaii. Alaska? Well, so that's gonna be where? Right, you see that? Yeah, in between. In between.
Yeah.
You see? So according to Kuczynski is, Hawaii is on the left. So that's going to be like the first thing. The first Shabbos is going to be Hawaii. Yeah. But in the international dateline, it's what? It's on the right. So it's going to be last. So according to Kuczynski,
when is Shabbos in Hawaii? And according to the civil, because it's on the other side of the...
Shabbos doesn't necessarily have to be on Saturday. It's only on Saturday if you're on the same side of... What? Yeah. In other words, you're only on the same side... These terms, Saturday, Sunday... If we're on the same side of the line as the civil dateline,
then we're in sync with Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But for the different sides...
So if... You see, so if you hold like the Chazon Ish, you see, so Hawaii is on the same side of the line, because they're both to the right, to the Chazon Ish's line and the civil line. But if you hold like Rav Tukhachinsky, it's on the left of Rav Tukhachinsky's line, but the right of the civil line. So if you're on the left, it means you're what? You're at the very beginning. 24
hours earlier.
Right, 24 hours earlier. In other words, so Shabbos technically could be either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, depending upon if you're in the middle.
Yeah, but doesn't that depend where we are? What do I care what is happening in Hawaii? I'm here.
No, but if you want to know if you're in Hawaii.
Yeah. If you want to fly in an airplane...
Say you're going to Hawaii! When do you keep traveling?
Yeah, when do you keep traveling? If you're driving, you don't want to fly
in Hawaii. I keep traveling in Hawaii.
When do you keep traveling in Hawaii? All questions have been answered.
Right. Saturday is not Shabbos. Saturday is just a secular way of labeling the days. So according to Rav Tukhachinsky, Friday is Shabbos, not Saturday, because it's the very beginning.
Is that the Geshar Chai?
The Geshar Chai,
the same person.
And I'll tell you a funny story once. Somebody once called me. I was riding in the car,
It was Friday afternoon, and I got a phone call from Hawaii.
And I said to the person, you know, I'm not sure if I can speak to you on the phone now, because it might be Shabbos.
You know, according to Rav Tukhachinsky, but you said, since I don't follow Rav Tukhachinsky's shita, so I won't hang up on you. You follow? Oh, yeah, so take a look now, if you want to see this, the discussion of the Shanghai. So the discussion was when they were in Japan. So Japan, you see Japan? It's right next to the Chazon Ish to the right. So according to the Chazon Ish, Japan is what? Is to the right. It's to the right of the Chazon Ish's line, which is the Balamor's line. But it's to the left of what? Of to the Civil International date line. So, according to Chazon Ish, if it's to the on the other side, it's at the very end. So, when is Shabbos in Japan? Sunday, according to Chazon Ish, because it's on the other side of the line. And now, according to Rav Tukhachinsky, it's on the left of both. So then, it's going to be the same as the regular date line, meaning Saturday. So it's to be Shabbos to be on Saturday, it has to be on the same side of the line. So if Rav Tukhachinsky's line, Japan is to the left, according to Rav Tukhachinsky, and according to the Goyish line. But according to the Chazon Ish, Japan is what? To the right. But according to the civil line, it's to the left. So the Rela, it's at the very end. And the Chazon Ish gave this psach. This was the Chazon Ish's psach when he gave the psach to what? To the Mir Yeshiva. He told them to keep Shabbos on Sunday. The Chazon Ish told the Mir Yeshiva to keep Shabbos on Sunday, and he told them that year Yom Kippur. What? The Chazon Ish, the telegram. He sent a very telegram to the Mir Yeshiva, so they were in Japan. He told them two things. He said, you keep Shabbos on Sunday, and the Kippur, that year was on Wednesday, Ichlu Berdi, the Tsumu Bachamishi. You should eat on Wednesday. And the whole world was keeping Yom Kippur on Wednesday. He said, eat.
Wow.
And Tsumi Boat Bachamishi. So they asked him, how can we eat on Wednesday? The whole world was keeping Yom Kippur.
Yeah, not everyone. Now, the Mir Yeshiva, you know, as soon as they got the telegram from the Chazon Ish, they changed.
So what happened was, they came to shul Friday night, and the Mashiach, the Chassel Levenstein, gave a clock on the bima Friday night before Meir. And what was the clock? Urachum.
Yeah.
Because he was then at the bach. Urachum. And then the next morning, Saturday morning, he comes into the Beis Medrash with Palace and Phil. Because he's telling the Olam. This is not... Here, 1 second. And then on Sunday, they have Shabbos with Kriyas HaTorah and everything. Not everyone did it. You say the Mir Yeshiva wasn't the only people that were there. There were people from Lublin, and Hasidim there, and other Kabbalah. Yeah. Not everyone kept like the Chazon Ish.
What was the justification of that?
What?
Justified only.
Oh, so 1 second. So let me explain to you the following. So there is the Yesod Olam. What? Yeah. It's in all these farms that have the dateline. They have the telegram. I think Rav Kasha, I think, published it in one of his books. And So let me tell you like this. The Soid Olam, take a look on page 6. Whereas, again, I told you, when it says Chazanish, it's really what? It's the Balamor. It's the Balamor. But...
why does the Balamor have to deal with
it? Because the Balamor touched up a Gemara and Rosh Hashanah based on this Yisrael.
That kind of wasn't a lot of years
ago. Yeah, it wasn't a lot of shine with this. He was touching up a Gemara.
Here, so they need to deal with it.
Yeah, right.
What did you mention?
What?
Right now,
let me give you a second. Oh, so now take a look in the Sefer Yisod Olam on page 6. Yisod Olam was a Talmud of the Rosh. Take a look, and he says an unbelievable kasha he has. Well, it's going to be on page 6. But keep your finger also on page 8 in the map.
Who's Jeremy? I don't want Jeremy to miss. There you go. Yeah, the third oil is the Talmud of the Rosh. So he said, how did the Balamore say it? What's the problem with the Balamore? Because that means the line is going right through the layer. You see the line? Chazanish line?
Mm-hmm.
Right through the layer. So you know what that means?
That in the middle of Shabbos, I could theoretically walk up to the other side, and I could walk into Sunday, I could walk back into Shabbos. So it's a mishigas. How can it be? Yeah, back and forth. Yeah, you're right. You can check your phone, right? You don't have to worry, what they call it, half Shabbos.
You watch the game,
and then you go back. Yeah, yeah. You see the kasha?
That machine.
There's a kasha. Point to the Chazanish, Jeremy. Take a look. And the line is going through the land. The line is going through the land. How can the line go through the land? Right. Because if it goes through the land, then I mean, if I can walk out of the line, and I walk out of Shabbos. And I want to walk back into Shabbos, and out of Shabbos. So he says, give me.
You mean either you're on the left side of the line, or you're on the right side?
Right, and then when you walk, you take a walk, and you go to the other side of the line.
To the left.
Yeah.
Or to the right.
That can only happen in Australia.
Or anywhere, yeah.
No, it's getting superior.
Yeah.
Siberia, what is it then? All these Malaysian,
right.
New Zealand, yeah, New Zealand by Africa.
So he says, take a look, we're now on page 6, the last 2 arrows. He says, lo akam mikan, v'zeu sheker v'hito godo. And the last 2 lines he writes, Esmol Olam Hayesh Ba'olam HaChitul V'Shigon K'mozeh. He says, it's not a Shigon, it's a collector. You walk in, you walk out, how can it be?
That's his cash on the Balamor. So how can the line be? You want to say it's 90 degrees, but you only say, that you only mischashev at 180 degrees, and you want to say 90 and 90. But that means the land. So the Chazanish said a chiddush to answer this kasha. And his chiddush was, you're right. It can't be going through the land.
So what you have to do is, you draw the line, that same line by the 90 degrees, look with me, look, follow my finger. And then you have to go around. Go with the
same thing as
the civil. Right. So you go around, keep going to the right, keep around, and hug the border of the continent.
Right, but the continents used to, it's artificial one, because it used to be, they used to be connected and they artificially made the canal.
Yeah, so what's that? Look, I hear what you're saying. So put the line and keep going. Once you hit the land, go right. And hug the outer thing of the land. And keep going and come back. And hug. Then get to Australia. And then also hug around Australia. Don't go through Australia. And that was, so the Chazanish said, and that's my sheep. In other words, I'm not a Balamor purist. A Balamor purist, like Chaim Zimmerman, Zatzal. He wrote the sefer Agam Hasar, the big genius of Chaim Zimmerman. Agam Hasar. Yeah, this thing on the day. So his sheep was, you know, that's what it is. If the wine goes through, let it go through. You think it's a joke? That's the halacha. But the Yisrael says it can't be. It can't be that it's going through the land. It's a shigod. It's a hitul. Oh, so then what comes out according to the Chazon Ish is, and that's what his psak was, meaning the line is on the sasa. The safa. That's where the line is.
What the logic is,
because it's 90 degrees, and you
have to go straight.
No, so he says because of the Yisrael Kasha. Yisrael Kasha is that it doesn't make sense that we should have such a thing.
You can't be able to walk on land somewhere else.
Right.
That's why it has to be
really right. So, but it comes out that when you make the border, that means you hug, you go to the, once you hit the land, you go to the right, and then you come back to the left. And then Japan is not attached. So to Asia, Japan is not attached. So then what happens? Japan missed the cup. So China is on the left side, together with the mainland. So they're going to keep Shabbos on Saturday. But Japan is not attached to the Asian continent. So when you draw the line, Japan is what side?
Right.
Right. And therefore Japan is at the end, and therefore Japan is what?
Good.
And Japan is going to be last.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore they're going to keep Shabbos when?
Sunday.
Because if you're first online, you keep Shabbos on Friday. If you're last, if you're on the other side of the civil, and if you're on the left, and then the symbols are right. But Hawaii, according to Dr. Kuczynski, then that would be...
What does Kuczynski do? Does he go straight to the left or the left?
No, so Dr. Kuczynski, his line...
Straight to the American border.
Yeah.
He crossed the land.
Yeah.
Alaska. He cuts Alaska.
He cuts Alaska.
Yeah.
Now, so the Chazon Ish's sheet is you go with the Safa. Yeah. The Safa! That's where it is. That's where the date line is. But well, let me ask you a question. Australia, so the people, what's the cash in Australia?
How do you know which suffer to go?
How do you know which suffer to go? Oh, exactly. Fuck yeah! Like the one that I'll leave it next. Should we go the other way? Because the row of it...
Yeah, the minority is
small. Yeah, fuck yeah. No, shouldn't the minority follow the majority and not the majority follow the minority?
And
the minhag ha'olam in Australia is to keep Shabbos on Saturday. But if he would do it the other way, the minority would be following the majority, then it would be only on the right side, and then when would Shabbos be?
To be on
the
same day, Saturday.
It would be on Sunday.
It seems like we keep Shabbos go apart to where there's more land. That's our Shabbos. Our Shabbos.
Right. Some explain that the pshat in the Chazon Ish was that why is the minority, because the majority follow the minority, because the hashivas of the other side is the side of Eretz Yisrael. So anything that's on the Eretz Yisrael bigger side is Moshech
nominated to the other.
Yeah.
And another thing, Shabbos, together with us, if you want to follow
Sunday,
then
yeah, right.
You
you flip the map over,
yeah,
because south and north is different, so that also proves that they have to be on the other side.
Right.
Flip it over.
Yeah.
Have
right, so the Safa, according to the Chazon Ish, that's the Chazon Ish's answer.
If you saw the Olam's Kasha, the Balamor, is don't go through, but it's the Safa.
Oh, but let me tell you something. There is a fellow, he's in the...
When the
but can we go back for one
second? Well, yes.
To the people who were in the China.
Yeah, so what happened was, Rabosai, so the Mir Yeshiva before Yom Kippur made it to China. So in Hanami they kept Shabbos, so they kept 2 days of Shabbos. On Saturday they didn't do Malacha, but the day that they read Kriyas HaTorah and they had Kiddush and everything, that was Sunday. Now there were some people in the Mir Yeshiva that didn't weren't happy with this, so they snuck out and they went to the Chassid and wherever, and they wanted to get Kriyas HaTorah on that. Right.
Shanghai is in China.
Is in China, so there's no Shiva. So that's luckily they made it to what?
To Shanghai before Yom Kippur. So the Mela, there was no problem.
Part of Shanghai is a little island. It's like a small bridge. Part of Shanghai is an island and part of the city.
Yeah.
Since there is a rule, you end up, got to be somebody end up on the island, he has no calendar, no watch. He counts 6 days.
6 days to make Shabbos.
To make Shabbos. Now, the same applies when they moved to Shanghai. They already were living there before, keeping Shabbos. So they, after 6 days, regardless of this telegram, they had to get into the Shabbos because it was the seventh day.
Yeah, well, they were, no, but it was, they held that we know what it was. Because according to the Chazon Ish, they know, it wasn't like they were in a midbar, they didn't know. They know that it's, according to the Chazon Ish, it was Shabbos is Sunday.
No, but just simply mathematically, they, 6 days, they already...
It doesn't matter, that doesn't apply over here.
Doesn't? 6 days on the island, you don't know anything. You wake up one day, you're in the desert island, you're all confused, you don't know, you can't. That doesn't apply over here. Because here, even you follow, they knew where they were. They knew. The only question was, what is the problem?
All of a sudden, they're going to have extra day in the week.
The week that they got the telegram, that's what happened.
But then it would be the 8th day.
The Chazon Ish really thought it was that day, meaning that he wasn't saying to them, you're a day early. He was saying to them,
this was the day last week also.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It wasn't like
if your counting is now wrong,
you miscalculated to begin with, therefore I'm helping you to get back on track.
Exactly.
I see.
Yeah.
I have a question about the Yom Kippur
thing. Yeah.
But fasting is the rice and eating an Arab is not even a derabon.
No,
but
he was convinced.
Yeah, 2 days, but he held it wasn't a suffering. Fast 2 days, why you have to fast 2 days? Did you fast 2 days this year? Because you kept it up, because it wasn't no suffering.
Yeah, but most of us don't. Yeah, maybe. Oh. So let me continue one second. So there is a theory out there. There's a kovetz called Or Yisrael, come out Muncie, and there's a fellow. It's funny that his name is Rav David Yitzchaki. He was in the Kol Chazon Ish. Maybe he's still there. And he said a tremendous chiddush, which you know. Could be viewed as very controversial, but this is what he said. He said, the Son Olam was right. It can't be in the middle of... So how could the Baal... So what does the Baal HaMor going to say to that? Okay, the Chazon Ish came up with his thing, but the Baal HaMor is straight. He says, you know, if you look... This is what he says, this fellow.
If you look in the maps that were existed at the time of the Baal HaMor, 90 degrees was the end of the tunnel. That's how they thought that the sea was. And that's what the Melech, they would have known that it's really not that way, that the whole thing would be so off. So that's why I'm a fan of the following. Look in the encyclopedia, there's a third shita that's not well known, and I am a big believer of that shita. Not the Reb Tukhachinsky, and not the Chazon Ish, but take a look in the encyclopedia, Talmud is on page 7. Kutris Gvul Yom Mamoro, page 7.
What is it in the circle? What number?
7. No, maybe it's not. Is it?
Yeah, it's 7.
Seven.
If you're looking at the map, it's on the other side of the map.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
Yeah.
He said like this. Kutris Gvul Yom Mamoro Shal Rabbi Yomim Rabinovitz to Omin. Boma Vayar Bedech Vyuchel is Divek Kamim and Ashur Kokim Al Kuzarei Vamor. They are referring. Baskarosh is free of Machshavosom, Kate Aloch Lodaito, Ishlan Lutok Kav Yosher, Bitsofa Lodor, Bidakuda, Mizrak is a Yotam, Hainu, Meitar,
Baron Strait. Take a look at the map. For this is what you should do.
You should go to the Asian continent and go as far as you can to the east and then draw a line right there, what he called mid-Pacific coasting. And draw the line right over there.
That seems to make the most sense.
Right. And don't get so hooked up that Eretz Yisrael has to be exactly in the middle.
In other words, Reb Tukhachinsky, we're also hooked up. 180 has to be exact. The Baal HaMor also, 90 has to be exact.
Okay, couple more arts. Somewhere in the middle, a little bit, nothing exact. And it's the Safa of the end of the continent, not the Safa of the whole. Now, and this is what he said. And then,
according to that, it basically comes out that the Jewish state line and the Jewish line could not be the same.
Unless
you're literally
Jewish over here, then
you might be one of the, yeah.
You know, there was an island in the Pacific, Samoa.
You can look at it, look online.
Samoa was an island in the Pacific, and they decided,
in other words, the government could decide anything they want. So they decided they could change which side of the date when it's going to be on. So they told everyone, Thursday night, go to sleep, and wake up, it's Saturday morning. To put it on the other side. And he says, anyone who has a job on Friday, you'll get paid.
Why is that? Because whatever continent they were doing most of their commerce with made sense that it should be the same side. So the records will, you know, you do business and you say, you
know, which day was the transaction. So it should be on the same side.
So let me tell you what I thought, and why it should be the end. And I on a board that Rav Shechter said to Rav Soloveitchik, I wanted to say Bezer Shem and print it soon, as a follow. There is a din at the end of in Chumash Devarim Tosis and Gittin Daf Ches Tosis. Kol Mokom Asher Tidroch Kach Raglechem. That you could be Mosif on Eretz Yisrael. Because once you conquer Eretz Yisrael proper, then you can annex land to Eretz Yisrael. But Rav Shechter said over from Rav Soloveitchik that it has to be right next to him. In other words, it can't be that you, like Rav Shechter said, it can't be that you conquer Eretz Yisrael and then you conquer Florida. Exactly. So that's what I thought. See, Eretz Yisrael is really the center, right? But all the Asian continent till the Bering Strait, the Safa, there you said extension.
You could extend, and that could be part, really, of Eretz Yisrael.
Wow.
Because you can be continue. In other words, once you hit the layer, the water, that's it. You can't make United States because it's not Samoch. But you can continue keeping till the very end. Right, so according to Rav Soloveitchik, it could only go, you know.
Right. I mean, they didn't know even the world existed.
So the whole Asian continent, and that's what I'm a fan of that shita. So there was not the Rav Tukhachinsky, and not the Rav Chazaneh, who am I to say, but that's what I think is very mistaber. And that's why when people go on these trips, I tell them, Mishra did, they could just keep on Saturday. If they're a Shark by Torah, they want to keep 2 days. They can keep 2 days. But
which day would you
do the
whole day?
Well, either sometimes it would be Sunday, sometimes it would be Friday. But the Iker day is always Saturday.
Well, you put on tefillin.
You'd put on tefillin on any day but Saturday. But not to do malacha, depending where you go. According to Rav Tukhachinsky, when you go to Hawaii, you shouldn't do malacha on Friday. According to Chazanish, when you go to New Zealand or Japan, then you shouldn't do malacha on Sunday. Rabbi Becker, you know, sometimes he runs the tours in the summer, and he wants to make sure, and he goes to these areas, and he wants to make sure that no one should complain that he's not following the Chazanish. So he doesn't go to any place on Sunday, which according to the Chazanish would be Shabbos. Well, okay, so this is a fascinating halachic discussion of the Sfas. Is it through the land? Or no, the Safa, that's the Yesod Olam Kasha. It has to be the Safa. And the Chazanish, Mamish takes it, Safa, Ramish hits the land, goes around. But the Safa, that's where the Shekhinah is. That's the Torah Sa'ola. Because that's where the Shekhinah is. That's Safa B'Gematria Shekhinah. And then I wanted to say the following. Another idea that I wanted to show you. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we're almost finished. 1 second. I want to say something now about Moshe Rabbeinu. On page 23. So Moshe was born Batitzmenei L'Shloshen Rochim. And where was Moshe put? Vatosim, page 24. Basuf Al Sfas HaYor. So what's the word? So I thought in honor of this year, the following. The Zohar tells us a fascinating thing on page 25. Rabban shal Levim, Rabban shal Chachamim, Rabban Amalchei, Hasharz, the Kudsha u'shchinto bedaber al pumi. The phrase is normally, Shchina bedaberes mitoch groina. Now when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, it was the Shchina bedaberes mitoch groina. In fact, and that's why he was born Asas, Ayor. Sfas HaYor is what? That's the Mokum of the Shechina. That's Gematria Shechina. That's the Torah Ta'ola. That's where the Mokum is. That's Nar Kvar by Yecheskel. That's where you can have Nevuah. Even in Chutz La'aretz.
Right by the water. Right by the water.
And you should know, the Shem Yishmuel says that, and this you mentioned,
person beautifully, but with a bit of a set. what was Shechina Medaberes we taught Grodno, right? So that was Moshe Rabbeinu. But who else had Shechina Medaberes we taught Grodno? You know what? God's Klal Yisrael are Shir Hayam. How do we know that?
The Shem Yishmol says, because
you know what the, you know what Chazal say? Even Uber Nibeimon on Roshira. Even fetuses. How could a fetus say Shira? But the answer is, the whole thing was a name. Shira does back in Kaparoto. So the Shira with the back in Kaparoto, Mali a human being, Mali an adult, Mali a fetus. The Shira the back in Kaparoto.
And to get that mile of Shechina Medaberes Mikra Krono, like Rabbi Binowitz said, you need Sfas, Sfas, Sfas. And then, just to conclude, Moshe in the Tziv, on page 26, he asks an unbelievable kasha. I love saying this in the Tziv. In Parshas Hazinu, even though the Tziv is in Vayelech, so sometimes you can not look it up properly, it's Vayelech. He says, what's the source of Birkas HaTorah? No? Pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekra Havogodel Elokei. Where's that Pasuk?
In Hazin. Let me ask you a question. The Torah was given in Parshas Yisro. Now, when you wake up every morning, you make a Birkas HaTorah, you're not supposed to learn Torah before you make a Birkas HaTorah. So why, all of a sudden, is Moshe Rabbeinu making Birkas HaTorah in Hazin? It's almost over.
Right, yeah. So the Tziv writes on page 26 the following. Because you know, at the beginning, when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, it was Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. So it was Derech Nes.
Wasn't him speaking. It was Derech Nes. Derech Nes, you don't make a prophet Derech Nes. But at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have that nevuah. That, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu reached a high nevuah on his own right, and then the Sefer Berach Moshe, the Talmud Rebbe, says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him even a higher level. So this way, no one could say that the Torah is not authentic because we have another who's even greater than Moshe. No such thing. But he got to this level on his own, and then a higher level Derech Nes. But at the end, Hashem took away that extra level because he wanted the Sefer Berach Moshe explains to Moshe Rabbeinu to go to the people and show them what a human being can achieve without miracles. And that's Vayelech Moshe. Vayelech Moshe means Moshe as a regular person who reached that. That's the Rambam. Everyone can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says that Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. So then at the end, he was regular. That's why he had to write a Sefer Torah and read from the Sefer Torah. Because you can't say the Torah about that. But when Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono, that's not you. That's not his work. But at the end, when he didn't have that Madrega, he had to write Kisvu Lachem as Ashir Azos. He had to write down the Torah and then read from the Torah. And at that point, there was no longer Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. But when Moshe Rabbeinu started off, once he reached a certain Madrega, Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono, so that's why his birth is my Sfasaya. That's where Sfas, Chazanish says, that's the demarcation point from one day to the other. And that's, as Rabbi Rabinowitz said, that's the Kriyas Yamsuf of Sfas Hayor. And that's Yikavu Hamayim HaMakom Echad. That's Sfas, the creation of Sfas. And that's the Minag on Rosh Hashanah going to Tashrik of the Sfas Hayor. Because that's where we see the Malchus HaKadosh. So now we have a beautiful understanding in halacha of the date line, also of nevuah, and how all that works in, and all these hashkafa ideas. What's that about page 14?
What did I do on page 14? Let's see. Okay, let's see. Yeah, okay, 14 is just a pasuk in Yecheskel, you know, that Ani al Nar Kvar, and that's the Mechilta that says that that in Mokom Tohor you could have Nevuah even in Chutz La'aretz. And 15-16 in the Safa Achas, that's the Degel Machane Ephraim, where he says that they were originally, they had the Dveikus
to the Shechina, and then Benosam Mekedem, and then there's another Machaneh Ephraim, Dag Machaneh Ephraim also, that says, V'chamushim, Alu B'Yisrael Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim is 380, and Chamesh is 385, and that was also that notion as well of Shechina, Bigmatria, Safa, and different applications as well.
Also, what is Yosef HaTzadik?
So Yosef HaTzadik, what page are you? Page 17. Here. Vatayere poro ish novon v'chachon. Vishiseol eretz Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim is, the Degel Machaneh Ephraim says that here on page 21, says, Ish novam v'chochem, shiur el kasher atzmo v'chochma. So he says, l'lama torah d'chilu chimesh, v'chimesh es eretz Mitzrayim, v'gmatria shin pei, v'haynu v'chimesh sheikadeh ha'chamisha oros, as my friend Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out from the library, this is the 380 plus the 5, is the 385 that he has to meet the Dabik himself in the Shina, and Sofa v'gmatria is Shina, and plus the 5 alfim, and the Mimela, that's the, you need the Ish Novam V'Chacham that has the Safa, who has that Nakuda of his Dapkus B'Shechina to be appointed to take care of things in Mitzrayim.
And just to add to that, we learned one of our first reports took is about that dream, and in that dream, Karo is sitting off Kapi
Yahor. Right,
let's start on the Safa also.
Right.
And then refers their comments and says, the whole Iker for Yosef to understand is the Iker of the Yahor.
Right.
It really needs to understand the Yahor to understand the entire Iker. It's really a message.
Right.
A lot of the Machos happen
to the Yahor. Oh, it's fascinating. Right. So it's interesting, this idea, but it stems from that idea of the Ramon, the Torah Sa'ola, that's the place where Kadosh Baruch was showing his ongoing intervention in keeping the world a world that could be inhabited by human beings, that it won't have the water being shotev the Yabasha.
And also the 22 is beautiful, that the temple of Ramon,
you know, yeah. And that's one of my Talmidim, Rabbi Moshe Tuchman, told me from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in the Darsh Moshe, that Klal Yisrael is also the Kachol Asher Svasiyam. They keep the Yabasha, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they have that power to keep the Yabasha to be inhabited, because of Klal Yisrael the world is created, and that's we're talking to from Rav Moshe, that idea as well, that Klal Yisrael is Kachol Asher Al Sfas Hayam. So all these Hashros Hashchina and all these miracles all come from this Yisod of the Safa, and according to Chazon Ish, that's the whole Yiddishkeit is from the Safa, because that's decides what's the day, when's the next day. All of halacha, all of Yiddishkeit is based on that. And even if you don't say like the Chazon Ish, but you say like the Baron Strait, or even if you say like David Yitzchaki, it was only, even the Balamor only meant to say it because that was the end of the end of the Yabasha, according to the calendars and according to the maps that they had in that time. And the Safa was the Iker.
Interesting also, thinking about, right, so much of, I mean, we use primarily
that affects the view.
In addition to that, we were learning, studying the topic, Moshe found it, and you mentioned the Sirs, because the Jews to time all the damage that they were doing, the topic by Safer, we were not able to use the magic. It was like purified at that point.
What did they get away from the Safer?
By the water, the running water, the magic was glorified, so they could not use the magic there. So Moshe, when the Moshe made the snake, it was already, I think, important, but they didn't have the magic.
See, and then you have this beautiful picture here.
Yeah, right.
The
Safa. It's also interesting how much this is determined by the cartography and by the map. Like, it's something that struck me also when we had these pictures. Almost always when you see a map, it's actually a
America's on this side, and Europe is on, and Europe and other countries on this side. So this, like, actually kind of brings out much more clearly where, like, really the date line is. So I'm thinking, like, how does this date line kind of work? Because there's also maps, like old maps that I've seen before, where Jerusalem is drawn as the center of the world, meaning the middle of the map is Jerusalem.
Right.
Europe comes up this way, and Asia that way. So, yeah, I'm interested in that. The Chazon holds, what did he say about this idea, did you hear this idea, that really, like, for the Baal Ahor, that's just kind of where they, like, understood the world ending, or that's where the map were?
No, I don't know if the Chazon Ish brings that in. That's this later person who brought that in. He just uses the kasha of the Yesod Olam to, I don't want to use the word modify or revere from the pure Baal Hamor. Okay, thank you.